Hey, so first things first, I'm not actually leaving Twitter. That was a little bit of a clickbaity title there, but I think it's worthwhile to just get the discussion going a bit. I've been talking a lot about Twitter and the Twitter's future on Twitter, I guess appropriately enough, over the past few days. And I think like anybody else who's used it for a long time, I've been on there in one shape or another since about 2007, 2008, and I've been talking specifically about board games through my board game minimalist account since 2017. And I think like anybody who's been using it for a while, there have been some pretty big changes. I actually think that the platform started declining probably four years ago or so. I think it just got inundated by all the kind of pretty negative and acrimonious like political wars and sort of discussions. And even within the board gaming community, there was, it seemed like years, of very kind of negative and acrimonious debate and arguments and scandals and dramas and all this kind of stuff that made Twitter quite a difficult place to be, even for myself over the past couple of years. And about sort of 9 months ago, I finished up a kind of sort of almost year-long hiatus, maybe a bit less than that. It might have been like a 10-month hiatus of not really using Twitter at all. I think I'm glad to say that in that time, a lot of the kind of negative discussions and drama that was there before seems to have abated, or maybe I've just been blocked or muted, or I've blocked or muted enough of the right people to avoid those kind of debates and discussions. But I think it generally feels a lot more of a chill place, at least the kind of narrow board gaming alleyway that I hang out in most of the time. But beyond that, there has been a wider scene of bots and spamming and increased advertising and lower quality for your kind of home feed, and that all happened before the recent purchase, the recent sort of sale of the business. So I think that was when I kind of saw something I'd call a decline. I think it's only accelerated with the post-purchase management decisions and changes. And we see the relatively sort of unusual rebrand most recently to X. As a marketer, I find it a very unusual thing, but we can get into that a little bit later. But I think most notably for me, it's been a lot of people that I know and I like and I've interacted with for a long time leaving Twitter or saying they're leaving Twitter and opening accounts elsewhere. I myself have got accounts on Mastodon. I've recently opened an account on Threads, which was the sort of better user experience for me, at least out of the two. And I think I'll continue to kind of explore and see what other kind of interesting platforms come about. But I think that it's going to be very hard for me to replicate the kind of intensity and frequency with which I used my Twitter account, for board games, anything new, because I had a lot of time on my hands at that stage. My sort of family situation was different. My life situation was very different when I started in 2017. I had a lot more time to tweet and to even play games, in the first place and talk about them. And I've managed to, accumulate a good number of followers on Twitter. I don't think I'll ever reach that number of followers on any of these new platforms. And, that's not necessarily the end of the world. So for me, I think there's two things. I think it's absolutely empirically evidence that the platform has been in decline. As I said, for me personally, that started happening a few years ago before the purchase, but I think it's only been accelerated more recently. And I think the other thing is that a lot of people are probably making the decision to leave Twitter on an emotional basis. And I think that's fine as well. If you don't feel that it's going to be the same place that you enjoyed being, then I think that's totally justifiable. I don't think you have to, be ashamed or shy away from that as your main rationale for leaving the platform. I think a lot of people just didn't feel comfortable being there anymore for a number of reasons, political, philosophical, emotional, et cetera, and I think that's totally fine. And I think, groups of us will find ourselves in other places, and other social media platforms. And I think, I've always tried to be a little bit of an omni interactor in the board game community, at least as far as I see it. I try to avoid getting sucked into too many, any kind of particular clique or niche or group. I've got people that I interact with from a wide range of backgrounds and a wide range of locations who, enjoy different types of things and different types of games, and I really enjoy that. But I know that there are sort of subgroups within the Twitter space and, different niches that kind of are more kind of closely linked and interact with each other more, and that's totally fine. I've probably got a few people that I interact with more frequently than others as well. But I think for the future, for me, I'm probably just gonna keep going as long as I can keep speaking to people that I enjoy speaking to, as long as I can get a feed, a home feed, which is, relatively sort of focused on content from the people that I follow. Then I'll keep going. What might take place in the future, I don't really know. I've got some speculation. I think in my kind of day-to-day life, I've been involved in startups and technology for the past 10 years, so I have a kind of technology startup hat that I view Twitter through as well, and I think that there are some perhaps interesting ideas that Musk and co are looking at. I do think that the previous management lost their way a little bit with Twitter, and there are some fundamental challenges to commercializing a business like Twitter. And I think it could be really interesting to see how it progresses. Maybe there's something they'll unlock that will really change the way it works, and it will become very different. Maybe it will become very successful, but it also might become a very different place to what it was when I started using it, and certainly when I started getting into discussing board games. And I think that's fine. We'll have to just kind of take a little bit of a philosophical approach to it and see how things progress, and then cross any critical bridges when that time comes. I know some other people, as I said, who have been a little bit more kind of scorched earth about it, and they've deleted their accounts or whatever, and that's totally fine. That's their choice, and I respect that. But I do sort of kind of wonder sometimes, how much of a task force on us and as kind of members of a board gaming community to stick it out and tough it out and maybe hang out together and keep each other company. Instinctually, I'm not a huge believer in this notion of kind of one, sort of homogenous board gaming hobby that we all have a responsibility to grow. I don't really feel that that's my responsibility, and I'll happily introduce people to board games, where and when appropriate, but I don't, live and breathe this notion of like growing the hobby. I think the hobby is growing just fine, without any of our input. But I think that, it is nice to kind of maintain that level of community and discussion, and maybe be cautious about any sort of knee-jerk reactions to jumping to one platform or another. I've heard a lot of people say like, hey, you're going to Threads and that's owned by Facebook or whatever, and maybe that's going to be just as bad. And I totally get that. Like, I don't think I go into any of these other platforms naively. I don't think any of them are like a utopia or going to be a utopia. But, at the same time, I'd like to still maintain a bit of a backup in case things do go sort of south pretty quickly on Twitter. So yeah, I mean, this obviously hasn't been much of a direct discussion of board games, but I think, seeing as that Twitter is the main place that I do talk about board games and interact with fellow board gamers, I think it is interesting and important to dedicate a discussion to Twitter. I think, one thing that a lot of people don't, perhaps realize who are using Twitter more casually to discuss board games is that a lot of content creators and publishers and designers have really invested in making their livelihood through Twitter. They've gained followers, and that's their main method and channel for marketing their services or their games, or it's their main way of sharing their content. So I've heard some arguments of people say, well, yeah, whatever, I'll just use it, and then if it closes doors, then it closes doors. And I do kind of feel that way to a degree myself, because I've never really looked to commercialize my presence on Twitter. I'm not really a content creator in the sort of traditional sense or in the kind of more regular sense. I use it mostly just to chat to people, and have been doing it long enough that I've accumulated a decent enough following. But I think for people who are using it, more professionally or more commercially, then there is a bit of an impact. I think you've got some decisions to make. Do you divest from Twitter and start spending more time on other platforms? And I think a lot of big channels in particular are gonna have to start thinking about that quite carefully and quite clearly. I think probably the smartest solution for myself and others who do you have accounts across multiple platforms, is to find some sort of tool that allows you to post across different channels. I mean, I was familiar with something like Hootsuite back in the day, but I haven't really looked into it for a long time. So maybe that's something I'll check out and see if there's any, options there to be able to just kind of manage interactions and tweets or updates rather across multiple platforms. That would be ideal. But otherwise, I just don't realistically have the time to be consistently posting and interacting with people across multiple platforms on a daily basis. So I think just the sheer inertia of the past few years that I've been using Twitter will mean that that is my main platform for interaction. But we'll see. We'll see how it goes. I think it is, somewhat sad that, it feels like it is on decline. And I think that, as I said, there are empirical numbers that back this up. And I think just from my own anecdotal experience using it day to day, it does feel more trashy, more spammy, the way blue ticks are able to kind of hijack the sort of visibility on the platform, I think is another problem. So I can definitely say for myself that the experience feels worse and that it does feel like it's in decline. I can still functionally do the things that I have always done day to day. I can still follow updates from my, friends and peers in the board gaming space. I can still share mine, which is great. But I'll be keeping an eye on it. And I think, everybody needs to kind of think through the decision themselves. But my only advice would be to kind of temper any knee-jerk reactions and think about, some of the implications around that. But yeah, I don't know if I have too much more to say about it at this time. I think it is an interesting discussion, something that a lot of people have been talking about on Twitter, and I've been involved in quite a few different debates and chats about it. And if you are on Twitter and you want to jump back into the discussion, I'm happy to have it. But I just thought it would be good to share some of my own experiences. As I said, I've been using Twitter for a long time. It's definitely the platform that I've invested the most time in across, all different platforms. I actually stopped using Facebook, pretty much aside looking at pre-owned board games, about 10 years ago. So I don't use that. Instagram I do use, and I went through a bit of a phase where I was using it more intensively, but not that much. But yeah, it will be sad if Twitter does continue its decline and end up not being the place where I can meet and chat and discuss board games, something that I'm really passionate around with my friends and with all of you. So let's hope that we can still keep doing that. In the meantime, enjoy your gaming.